You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, if you will remember, a couple of weeks ago, I put out a video called The Democratic Play for Black Voters. And in that video, I said that the outright assault on the American black male voter was going to be off the charts. Gentlemen, as you have seen in these last few weeks, I was correct. Hell, you even had Ricky Smiley get on a radio show and act a plumb ass fool. Why? Because it's all about symbolism. However, once again, the utter and total weakness of the American black male is being put forth for the entire world to see. Yeah, absolutely tragic, the fall of the American black male. However, I made sure to explain that the big reason behind why so many men are so quick to fall in line behind black women in another video called History Repeats Itself in Real Time. So if you want the real reason behind it, you got to watch that video. I mean, you had Luther Campbell, aka Uncle Luke, literally get on social media and threaten black men, saying you got to, you know, noon on Sunday or else what? What the fuck are you gonna do? What, beat all of our asses? Get the fuck out of here. But see, that's something that has always been prevalent in the American black community. The ability to sell wolf tickets to each other. Notice, they're not trying that shit with any other group of men. Only other black men can black men sell wolf tickets to. Now, let's look at the prototype of the current VP rider for black men. It is typically a boomer or an old Gen Xer. Something that Minister Japp would call them. The old, comfortable, plantation-minded Negro. Yeah. However, it's good to see a lot more black people waking the fuck up, especially the younger black people. They're not going for it. You see, all this old symbolism and, oh, she's the first black woman, which she has not publicly stated that she was a black woman. But once again, the absolute idiocy of the American black community is being put on display. But nonetheless, a lot of the younger black people, they're not going for it. They're going to do those researches, as Ricky Smiley said on that radio show. Do your research. Do your research. See, that right there for black people is reverse psychology. Because they know if black people actually did do their research and got out of their feelings, they will just be like, yeah, her? Hell no. Besides, where are these old bootlicking boule to ask her about the $26 billion that she managed to get for the AAPI community? Now, mind you, this woman said directly to a black woman who interviewed her, when she was asked if she was going to do anything specifically for black people. What did she say? No. Exactly. Exactly. But where's that $26 billion for the black community? Oh, that's right. You see, the Democratic Party really needs the American black community to continue to be the permanent underclass. And guess what? A lot of these old, comfortable black people, they need nothing more than symbolism. Not a policy on her website. However, she's constantly being put in our face saying, oh, please donate to us. Donate? Oh, hell no. What are your policies? Oh, that's right. You have none. Now, gentlemen, there is a very small, very, very sinister part of me that actually wants her to win. Now, of course, you're probably thinking to yourself, has RPM lost his mind? No. Gentlemen, you always know there is a method to my madness. I want her to win for one reason and one reason alone. Gentlemen, mark my words. If she gets the White House, if she wins, one day, it may not be immediately after, but one day, she's going to have to drop the mask. She's going to have to drop the act. And trust me, gentlemen, there will be a day she says these words. I am the first Indian to be elected president of the United States. Mark it, gentlemen. Mark it. Put this in your war chest. If she wins, I guarantee you, she's going to have to say that. Or, I'm the first Indian woman of color. She's going to have to say something along those lines. And the day she says that, gentlemen, that will be the day that I can die happy. Why? Because the greatest screw job against the American black community will be complete. The day that she drops that mask and says, yep, I am an Indian woman who was elected president. Oh, gentlemen, that right there would end the greatest screw job in history. But something else that my sinister mind came up with. She wins the White House. She's the president. If things do not get better for the American people, inflation, the border, nothing. If nothing gets better for the American community, who do you think the rest of society is going to want to take a pound of flesh from? That's right. It's going to be black women. Mm-hmm. Yeah, black women were the tip of the spear for this. All because, once again, the Democratic Party used black women's own insecurity. That's always been the case. Oh, my VP looks like me, even though your VP has never once publicly stated that she was you. Once again, gentlemen, symbolism for black people, excuse me, for the older generations of black people is all they need to do. However, I'm going to repeat this. More and more black people are waking up day by day. Myself, This is the one election that I am not sitting out. I know my vote might not make a difference, but damn it, I'm going to vote. Yep, I'm not sitting this one out. If you know any other conservatives or conservative-minded people, look, don't let them sit it out, because the other side, they are running as much interference as they possibly can to try to demoralize the conservative voter. No. Get out there, show up, show the fuck out. Because believe you me, if she gets the White House, boy, it is going to be absolutely catastrophic. You are literally seeing this society cut off its nose to spite its face. People are literally voting against their own better interest off of emotion. That cannot be allowed to go, gentlemen. It can't. It simply can't. There is far too much at stake. But unlike the Boule bootlickers who say, well, you can vote. No. What they're saying when they say that is, you can only vote for the people that we want you to vote for. Unlike the other side that says, you know what? It's your vote. It's your choice. You make the final decision. But what more can I say, gentlemen? It's just going to be a serious, serious fight to the end. But like I said, you heard it here first. If she gets the White House, she will one day say that she is the first Indian elected to be president. And when she says that, boy, you're going to be able to hear a pin drop amongst the Black community, because they're not going to get anything. You wonder why the Black community has never had any bills specifically, you know, for our benefit. It's real simple, because the Black community is far too damn splintered. It's funny that Ricky Smiley would say that Black people can't agree on a bucket of chicken. You're damn right. Why? Because the Black woman sold the Black man out long ago. They sold the Black man out for welfare. And guess what? The Black community has never been able to recover, and it's never been able to reunite. And there will be no reuniting. Period. Point blank. Every other community knows, hey, when shit gets bad, we got to come together. No matter how we may feel about each other on an individual basis, but as a group, we got to come together, except the American Black community. And that is exactly why it continues to stay at the bottom. Yeah, the American Black woman would rather rule the ashes than to actually submit herself and build with a Black man. And guess what? That's why the entire world looks at the American Black community as exactly what it is, a damn joke, utter and total mediocrity at its best, sheer insanity. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. What are your plans for this election? Normally, I would sit it out personally, but this time, yeah, it's just too damn important. My vote may not make a difference, but at least I'm going to do it. And for you Democratic people out there who honestly think that if things go back to the way that you want them to be, being quote unquote comfortable and constantly in your feelings, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. If she gets the White House, a lot of the power you thought you were going to gain will go out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to just sit there and actually not be free thinkers and submit to the quote-unquote divine feminine, which is not divine, it's devilish at best, that's going to go out right along with it. And believe you me, American black community, if shit goes south, if she gets the house and things go even worse, I hate to say it, but there's going to be a lot of people who are going to come after the black community for their pound of flesh. And trust and believe, there will be nothing to stand in their way. And guess what? It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.